This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, July 9th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business and Politics, has a one-on-one conversation with gubernatorial candidate Asa Hutchinson. Also, Walmart hosts its first open call for hundreds of U.S. suppliers.
Plus, Eureka Springs Hospital is one of the oldest hospitals in Arkansas. Now, some are looking at potential plans to build a brand new hospital on the outskirts of town. And we spend some time in a peach orchard in Clarksville.
Those stories and more. But first, state officials are working to implement changes to health insurance for public school employees enacted in last week's special legislative session. Questions have been raised about the fate of the part-time workers who will be removed from the health plan. Bob Alexander, the director of the Employee Benefits Division, says the state is directing school districts to help those part-time employees find state and federally funded navigators. Yesterday, during a meeting of the Insurance and Commerce Committees in Little Rock, Alexander discussed the matter with State Representative John Burris.
They will merely direct the people to call one of the guides, and then the guide can work them through the private option or the other options within the exchange.
I think that previously would have been a good strategy, but for about 2 weeks now, most of those navigators and in-person assisters are no longer employed. It would be preferable if y'all could get the FPL and household size and such, just to let them know, you know, what they're eligible for and then maybe who they could go contact.
I wasn't aware that the guides were not currently in existence.
There were more than 500 in-person navigators in Arkansas until the beginning of this month. But an amendment by Representative Nate Bell last year banned most outreach efforts. Bell, an opponent of the private option, offered support for its appropriation the last fiscal session in exchange for limits to navigators and outreach.
The new director of the state's health insurance says legislators need to start looking forward to the possibility of major changes in how the marketplace functions. Director Cheryl Smith says beginning in 2017, states can apply for what she characterizes as a blanket waiver from the federal government that could dramatically alter how the state provides insurance. Smith says she expects flexibility since federal officials have so far accepted widely diverging approaches, such as Arkansas's privatized Medicaid expansion and Vermont's opposite movement toward a single-payer system.
The degree to which they let Vermont go in that direction, whatever you decide to do, whatever the particulars are that you decide to do, that should give you a good indication of how far they're willing to let states go in this kind of innovation. I would encourage you to think big on this. This is not a small thing.
Any waiver request would have to ensure the same amount of people would be insured under an alternative model as were covered through the ACA's federally subsidized plans. Smith says the state is making some of its first hires for the marketplace this week and launching a comment period next week.
A new analysis of Northwest Arkansas's economic health indicates growth in key economic sectors. The latest edition of the Compass Report, compiled by thecitywire.com, says Northwest Arkansas's economy in the first quarter of 2014 did slow down compared to the first quarter of 2013, but is outpacing the economic growth of other parts of the state. Both the non-farm employment and building permit numbers in Northwest Arkansas were up for the first 3 months of 2014 compared to the same time last year.
The city of Fort Smith next week will break ground for a new $1.7 million facility to help train firefighters and law enforcement officials. Fort Smith Fire Chief Mike Richards says the new four-story training facility will offer many training experiences.
You can use to simulate going up a high rise, setting the opposed lines higher than we would normally do, say, from the ground level. We can actually do rappelling. We can go in this building, we can set it up to do other types of rescue, say trench rescue, by setting up parts of the building to go down below it and practice that.
Chief Richards says previously firefighters either had to travel out of town to have similar training or practice on dilapidated buildings that were unreliable and dangerous to use.
Structurally, they were not sound. There was hazards in the buildings like asbestos and things like this. And we reached a point those buildings became so dangerous, you know, and so unhealthy that we quit using those. And So you're right. You know, if they're not structurally sound and we don't know what the integrity of the building is, it creates another danger for us.
The training structures will be paid for by money from Act 833 that provides state funds for fire departments and by a one-time use of capital funds from an existing sales tax approved by Fort Smith voters in March of 2012.
Although his final term as Arkansas governor is winding down, Governor Mike Beebe is maintaining a busy schedule. Prior to heading to Brinkley to view damage from recent flooding yesterday afternoon, the governor spent yesterday morning in Bentonville. Governor Beebe spoke to hundreds of suppliers at Walmart's Made in USA open call event. He said the manufacturing sector of this country has always been the backbone of what makes this country great. The governor acknowledged that there has been a decline in American manufacturing, but that is changing.
What Walmart has done and what is going on now in America shows, as that film indicates, that we're not dead when it comes to manufacturing. In fact, revitalization is occurring.
We'll have more on Walmart's open call event later on this edition of Ozarks.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals have the day off today before opening a four-game series in Springfield, Missouri tomorrow night. The Nats return to Springdale Sunday night for a four-game homestand against Tulsa. In all, the Naturals have 23 home games left in 2014.
There's a slight chance of showers in the listening area this evening, with overnight lows expected to be from 65 to 70. Tomorrow, Thursday, a 30% chance of rain with highs from the mid-80s to the lower 90s. Thursday evening, cloudy conditions with lows in the lower 70s.